Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Are there right and wrong things to eat on a first date when you go out? Because producer John is dating a new woman, and where you guys said you went out to eat, I was like, that's a lot of pressure. I don't know if I'm down for that.
It was good, though. We went out and we got some barbecue. We went to one of my favorite barbecue places around here, and we ordered a lot of food.
What'd you order?
I'm not going to lie. All right, so it started out. So this is how I knew I liked this girl, though. This was like a litmus test. You go out to a place like this that serves these big, extravagant meals, and you want to see, like, what is this? Is this the kind of person I want to hang out with? So first thing she looks at, she goes, ooh, poutine. I like poutine. And I was like, do you maybe want to get the pulled pork on top of the poutine? Like,
wow, they look say at you. Mm-hmm. Right, trying to up the level, right?
It was exactly. You know what I mean? It was an escalation right there. She was like, yeah, of course we're going to get the pulled pork on top of the poutine. And I was like, okay, this is someone I can hang out with. This All is right. good. Mm-hmm. We ended up getting the pulled pork poutine. And then we got the brisket as well. And then we figured that we'd get all of the meats. So we also ordered the fried chicken. So it was pulled pork, fried chicken, and brisket.
I mean, the brisket is a thing that has to happen if you go to the barbecue place.
It's just so good.
You know, if a woman says that she's down for the brisket, that's pretty serious. You get cornbread, too?
Yeah. Oh, of course we got cornbread.
Yeah, you have to have the cornbread.
Come on. We debated on the mac and cheese.
Yeah. What?
We debated.
Wait a minute. Okay, so that would have been a problem for me. All right. It is a lot of food.
Right. But what I was thinking about is like, all right, like, the two of you guys sitting in this room, yeah. If all that food came in, you know I'm going in hands first, right?
That's right.
Like, absolutely. Because I have no romantic interest in either of you.
Right.
But right. If I was out to date for a first date with a gentleman that, like, I was a little bit nervous around and I really liked and things like that, I feel like I would be a little bit nervous to dive into that. Now, here are the questions. Does she use a fork? Does she use her hands? Does she, like, how does she go about it? Does she check her teeth to see if she had pulled pork in them? Because I know that would have been a major issue with me.
You know, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on the food. With the brisket and with the poutine, yeah, you gotta get the fork in there. The fried chicken, though, you gotta pick up a piece of fried chicken and just get in there.
And she did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I think that if I was going on a first date, barbecue would be a tough one for me to want to go to. I would like something where it's just standard that we're all going to use a fork and knife.
Yeah.
You know?
It sounds so basic, but like pasta on a first date, like, it's hard for me if I go to an Italian joint, like, to not wear it, you know, to not get some of it on me at some point. Mm. And then, like, you know, I'm nervous about wearing it. So then I might get some heartburn going too.
The sauce is a problem.
And then you eat so much and you can't move after. So then you're tired. All of them that, you know, you got to pull back a little bit.
See, that's funny, Raven, because I disagree with you on that. I think that, like, pasta, an Italian dinner, is the perfect first date because you can control.
Well, you're Italian. I mean, you eat it for breakfast and lunch and dinner and all that too. So, I mean, you're used to it.
I know. I don't know. What is the perfect first date meal? And what is the absolute worst first date meal? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Going out on a first date is always stressful enough, but trying to figure out what to eat, definitely stressful. Producer John took out a woman for barbecue, and we were like, what's wrong with you? Like, that is such a hard thing to eat the first time.
A lot of pressure, right? You got to stay clean, all right? Who knows how much you're going to ingest? I mean, not for nothing. It bloats me.
1-800-330-9999. Best and worst first date foods. Valerie.
Okay, the worst first date food, I think, is sushi. You got to open your mouth really, really wide to get that piece in. And there's no way you try to look away and not to let them see inside your mouth and it falls apart.
Right. Don't look inside my mouth.
Right. I learned recently that Raven doesn't know how to use chopsticks. And it was the most jarring thing because he, like, took it like a pen and then he was just stabbing it.
Right.
And I was like, imagine you're going out with Raven for the first time, mm-hmm. and he's sitting there with his one wooden chopstick,
yep.
and he's just stabbing pieces of tuna.
What would be cooler? I use the one chopstick that the restaurant provides, or I pull out a switchblade out of my back pocket mm-hmm. and use that. What would be cooler?
Wow. Neither. I'd rather you use your fingers and just use your fingers and pick it up.
And in Raven, best or worst first date food?
Well, my fiance and I, our first date was ever to go get tacos and margaritas, but not like the regular like ones you make at home, like those gourmet tacos that have the double shell, because then you can eat them nice and easily. They're small enough that you don't feel weighed down after the meal, and you can have two or three of them and have a variety of food.
Okay, that's the question I was going to ask, is how many do you order? Because whenever I go, the real part of me wants to order 5 to 6 tacos.
I want a full rack of street tacos. So
right.
It's got to be 3, but they got to be sizable.
Well, right. The problem is the fancy ones are small.
Mm.
They're like 3 bites, so I need like 6 of those. But I always feel like a gordita when I order 6 tacos all at once. They got to know what's up right from the beginning. I'm going to eat all these tacos.
Right.
Jessica, best and worst foods to eat on a first date?
Well, the worst definitely has to be one of those like noodle bars. I just had a guy take me there on a first date, and like you're just slurping all over the place.
Yeah, I think that some people think that that's like culture, right? Like, look at me. I like to try different things. I've got, you know, different stuff that I like in my regular, you know, whatever. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there's no way I make it out of one of those places without something on my shirt.
Right.
There's no way possible.
I'm still learning how to eat at noodle bars.
Yeah.
I feel like a child saying that.
Right.
But like, I don't even know how to order there. I always have to ask for help and assistance.
Right.
So I feel like if I was on a first date, I would feel uncomfortable in that situation.
And if it's good, I'm going to pick up that bowl, all right? I'm going to drink it, okay? I'm not going to look good.
Kevin, what is the best first date food?
Pizza, right? Like, that's the most obvious thing. It's the safest thing. You don't want to go too creative on the first date, because you don't know the other person, and you just want to go with something that you know you both will be okay with. So, you know, my idea for a first date is let's go do something fun, and let's not have the date be about the food that we eat. Let's have the date be about the time we spend with each other, you know?
Not fancy, casual, fun time. Let's get to know each other as regular people. I'm with you. Is Pizza Hut still open? Let's go.
I think there's a lot of things you can tell about a person by the way they eat their pizza, too. Like if they take out a fork and knife and it's like a regular slice, you're like,
bye-bye.
Listen, this person is terrible.
Right.
And I should never
serial
have a second
killer.
Date. Yeah.
But don't you think that's so much pressure to put on somebody in the first day if you're paying attention to how they eat? You don't even know the person. You don't even know why they might eat that.
I mean, if they want terrible things on their pizza, also an indicator for me, it's a red flag, right?
Yes.
Pineapple and spinach? Who are you?
Right.
Get out of here.
What if they eat the crust first? You have to, like, escape through the bathroom.
Jump out the window.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.